dominant Tarek Skubal outing, huge home run from Kerry Carpenter. We have barely scratched the surface on the defense. The 6-4-3 double play that Trey Sweeney started, and I believe it was the sixth inning, was ridiculous. To be able to charge that ball, get it, pick it cleanly, clean transfer, perfect throw to Cole Keith, and turn. Was it Cole Keith or was it Bañez in at that point?
In the sixth, it was Cole Keith.
Okay, yeah.
And he turned, he made a great throw to Torkelson, and they got him by a mile.
Too. Yep. That was a high degree of difficulty double play. The other one, which was hit to Bañez, wasn't a high degree of difficulty, but it was incredibly timely.
Very timely.
Yep.
The Tigers got, what's the formula for the Tigers? Great pitching, great defense, timely hitting. No runs in the game until the ninth inning. That's timely hitting.
Yep.
The defense at two double plays turned behind them. The catch by Parker Meadows up against the wall from Manzardo. I feel like Manzardo's name only gets brought up when he hits home runs. You know, he did it against the Twins late in the season to help the Tigers get to where they're at. It was great. And then the pitching, obviously, Skubal was great. The staff, Will Vest was fantastic. And then finishing things off, Brisky. No walks given up by the Tigers. None. That's impressive. You know, the only extra base runner was allowed because Skubal came inside on Noel. Three hits and a hit batter. That's it.
Will Vest is a fascinating story in and of himself because he has emerged, and I have to wonder if he's getting the ball in closing situations. It was technically a save he got in that last Houston game, right? It was within three runs. But he went to Stephen F. Austin as a middle infielder.
What's wrong with why do you hate Steve Austin?
The university? I don't hate this. I have nothing against him. I'm saying he was a middle infielder.
Why
and he switched.
Say F?
That's the name of the school, Gator.
Huh.
Yeah. He went to Stephen F. Austin as a middle infielder, switched to a pitcher his sophomore year, and turned himself into what eventually was a 12th-round pick. Brisky was a 27th-rounder. He was a junior college guy who went to the baseball powerhouse, you know, the factory that is Colorado State Pueblo. It was a 27th-round pick, and now he is reliable. I got to tell you, my favorite pitch is the one that's about 4 inches below the strike zone that gets called for a strike. Because that was the last pitch of the game.
That was the strike zone was not great for both teams. Both teams have reason to complain about it. Cleveland's going to complain a little louder, and I get it. I understand it. I mean, I'm watching the game at home, and I'm just saying that's not even close. That's that's a terrible call. Even if it benefits the Tigers, you have to recognize it. Now, in the end, that's baseball. Those things are going to happen.
Well, and they did. I mean, that call and that catch by Kwan, okay, that was. The biggest issue I had with that, I struggled with the angle of his glove, and it doesn't matter. As it turns out, it doesn't matter. But I struggled with how, if his glove is angled like that, did the ball not hit the ground, A. And B, that felt like the play that warranted more review, but I don't know if they have access to any other video that we didn't see. But I was so irritated because Kwan jumped up like he didn't catch it. And he got up quickly and threw it back in. He didn't, hold it up and celebrate right away. So I don't think Kwan knew he caught it, or he wasn't sure. And it was such a quick review. I was really dissatisfied. But then when Carpenter hit the home run, I review that.
Oh, boy.
Review that.
Oh, my. Well, with the Kwan catch, not a catch thing, the problem is that the evidence wasn't there to overturn it. I mean, logic tells you in your head, it looks like the ball bounces, but does it bounce off the leather and into the mitt? Is there top spin on the ball that makes it roll up? I honestly don't know. I mean, my head tells me that's got to be a trap. You know, it's an excellent effort, but it's got to be a trap. And yet my eyes are telling me I don't see it hit the grass. So if you don't see it hit the grass, and they've ruled it a catch on the field, which I think was probably the right play, right thing to do, rule it a catch and then review it. But that's inconclusive as it gets in my mind. I mean, I think they called it correctly, even though it may very well have been a trap ball.
Why do you hate the Tigers, Gator?
248-539-9797. Why does Gator hate the Tigers?
Why does Gator hate the Tigers? No, I hear what you're saying, man. And I tried, admittedly, guys, I'm homerish on this call. I'm one-sided here. I try to put myself a guardian's hat on and as a fan going, okay, in my mind, he caught the ball. Now I'll watch the replay. I can kind of see what you're talking about, Gator, but I just can't help but think there is no way that ball didn't hit the ground and bounce up.
But if you're in New York doing the review, how could you overturn it? You know what I'm saying? Like they haven't. I'm agreeing with it. Like logic is like there's no way, and yet where's the evidence that definitively shows that the ball hits the grass and they don't see it?
One of them it looked like the stands. Ball hit the grass to me. One of the replays, but I also don't know what they were looking at in New York. It felt like it warranted a much longer review than what it got. But
Doug, I know again, you hate replay.
It's a moot point, and yeah, I do hate replay. God.
But I'm going to ask you this question anyways, because I know you hate replay. But in the NFL, a lot of times now, yep, they just let the play go, right? And they're like, hey, we're going to replay it. We'll find out if it was a fumble or not. At least we'll know who has possession, how far they went.
Right.
Do you think Major League Baseball will start adapting something like that to be safer?
I suppose. I mean, it makes sense. What you're talking about is just let it go and mm-hmm. then look at it later. Because they got it after that happened, there was a weird rundown that we never really saw because the TV cameras didn't follow. I was like, okay, what happened there? Is somebody out? Is somebody safe? But it got then the players didn't know what to do. So it's a safer thing.
Just was a two out play, wasn't it?
Yes.
So that was the play to make the third out. Yes. So
they're running.
But they called it out on the field.
So. But then Cleveland started a rundown with the guys between first and second.
Which is like, what are you doing if it's already called it out?
Yeah, why
are you?
They're looking for a fourth out. let's get back to your open line calls.
Also carry over?
Save it and use it for Carpenter.
We go to Brian. You're on 97.1. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Doug. What's going on?
How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing good. So yesterday,
hey, Brian.
Sitting in the living room with my 14-year-old son. Huge Tiger fan, was bummed about the Bailey thing. We lost it for a while. Ever since we got it back, he's watched every game in the living room, standing in front of the TV. Can't sit down. Drives me nuts.
He watches all the games that way, standing up?
Michigan football, Red Wing hockey, he drives me nuts. He stands right next to my recliner and drives me nuts. Makes me nervous, too. I don't know why he does it, but he can't sit down. So yesterday, Rodgers gets on. He goes in his room and grabs this foam Tiger paw that he put on when they were in Houston and Perez hit or Ibanez hit that hit.
Yep.
So he's superstitious. He puts on two Tigers hats. He's got his Miggy jersey on. Carp's battling. He hits one off his foot and he goes, Dad, Miggy did this with Mariano Rivera. Next hit, he hits a bomb.
Wow.
And he's like, Dad, I'm calling it. Carpenter's going to hit a bomb. He hits the bomb. My kid slaps me so hard with that foam paw in my hand. I felt it through my hand. He pulled it off, his hands red, he's sweating, he's screaming. My wife hates it because all we do is watch sports in our house. And he's screaming, the dog's barking, and then for the rest of the night, he still couldn't sit down.
How old's your son, Brian?
14.
14, that's awesome. Well, are you getting a chance to go to the games when they come to Detroit?
We went to one game this year.
I'm talking about the next two. Is there any chance to go to the next two?
Thursday we'll be down there because we have season tickets to Red Wings, so we'll be there for opening night, but we'll be there for Red Wings, so we'll be downtown.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a great atmosphere. Thanks for sharing. 248-539-9797. More your phone calls when we continue. Attention, fans.